evening and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Thursday, 28th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And we have Mr. Michael Rivero as our guest tonight, and we have Stephen Douglas Whitener as guest, as well, co-host, rather. Taking your calls for hour two, folks, it's 512-248-8252, but if you absolutely must use the 800, it's 800-313-9443. It's generally preferred, again, 512-248-8252. But first, well, Stephen, you were just mentioning to Michael off air, in your lifetime, even the last 30 years, how much you've seen change.
Yes, it shocks me sometimes. And I was always live and let live, too, along with the gay. I did object it to the government telling anybody who they could and couldn't marry, but calling into marriage, if they're going to do that, then, and going to give certain benefits to couples, then I had no problem with them having the civil union and the same kinds of benefits. But where it's come from there, it's all, give one inch and they're going to take a mile, and then literally just shove their agenda right down your throat, no matter what it is. That's what Marxism always does. This dialectic is playing out and moves the Overton window shockingly much, in my opinion. I'm just overwhelmed by the changes that have gone on in the last half of my life. You know, just it seems like a different planet back then, very much so.
Well, I think one of the things about being as old as I am, and I don't know how old you are, but I got to see this country before it got messed up, and it looked pretty good. Now, it wasn't perfect. You know, we did have the Kennedy assassination, which I think is when the course of the nation was radically changed. And but yeah, what we're seeing today, when I was a kid, I had no idea it would be like this when I grew up.
Stephen, do you want to add to that, or confirm your age for the gentleman?
Yeah, I'll be 64 in September, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, you're just a spring chicken.
but yes, sir, I remember it before it was messed up, too. Around here, it was dirt road, peach orchards, you know, textile mills, and a third of the population we have now. And it was a very high trust society at the time.
Not so much. Gentlemen, I see we did have a caller in the queue before the top of the hour hit. We have a second who just jumped in the queue. So we have some open lines if someone wants to get in there. And let's go to the phones. So we have Mark in Western New York. Mark, welcome to the show. And what's on your mind?
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. First off, I'd like to say thank you for not trying to sell me anything for 2 hours. Secondly, I was wondering, you know, harking back to the Alex Jones discussion earlier, I was wondering if anybody really knew the origins of how he got started. Now, I heard this a few months ago from Jeff Rentz, and he said that he was approached by Alex, and he was on for several years, I don't know, a regular guest. And at one point, I think Jeff asked him if he wouldn't mind putting up his banner on InfoWars, and he agreed to do that. And Jeff just happened to check, you know, maybe 6-8 months later, and there was no banner. And so he called him on it. And he said, oh, we'll get that taken care of. Well, they never did get it taken care of. And the next time he was going to be on, when they called him, they got no answer. So this is from Jeff Rentz's mouth within the past 2 months.
Well, I know that when I was doing Alex Jones shows, he made it very clear that he did not agree with the things I was saying about Israel back then. Obviously, he's changed his mind since then. And he may just be going with the majority. He may realize that the audience is turning against Israel, and he's simply going to go with that like any professional newscaster, entertainer would do. But I'm glad to see that he's not as slavishly devoted to Israel and its mythology of victimhood as he once was. And I think if there's one thing that we can take away from what's going on in Gaza right now, is understanding just how much we have been propagandized by Israel's friends in the media in this country to literally brainwash us to think this nuclear-armed, very wealthy nation is somehow a victim in need of our help.
Mark? Michael, I'm just so enthralled that I was listening to you that I hadn't heard you in such a long time. I kind of went blank. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much.
That's pretty much all. I started looking into shortwave back in early '99. Just wanted to get a leg up on this coming Y2K, and so I was hearing all these programs, and I've been hooked ever since. And I was a devout follower of Alex Jones, and now I call myself a reformed Alex Jones listener.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call.
Well, shortwave is definitely something you should have in your prepper kit, survival kit, and there's a lot of information out there. I loved shortwave when I was a kid. I built a Heathkit shortwave radio, which died many years ago, and I've bought another unit here that, is in my bailout kit.
Yeah, I've got dozens of them, all wrapped in tin foil and freezer bags inside Faraday garbage cans, so. That goes to show the level of preparedness I'm thinking about, and yeah. the way the sun's been going. I mean, the past couple of days has just been outrageous with M and X flares. one of these times we're going to see a Carrington.
Well, I know that there was quite a bit of auroral activity here a couple of days ago, and of course we're all geared up here now for the eclipse on the 8th.
Yeah, I think that's all to do about nothing. I just hope there is no seismic, because I think the New Madrid fault line actually comes up towards southwestern New York and into the Lake Erie region, all the way up through the St. Lawrence, up into Canada. When I found out about that, I always thought it was just something in Missouri, but apparently it can stretch all the way up this way.
Well, I know it goes right past us here in Indiana, and I don't think it reaches quite that far north. I'm bringing up a map on that right now, and let's see.
I'm going to say it's probably more of a latent extension of that fault line?
Could be. It's been a long time since there was any activity on it, but they are saying, yeah, it could let go. It could let go at any time. All right, I finally got my map up here, and what it's showing is the fault system begins down in Arkansas and goes up through Kentucky and into Illinois. But the main part of the seismic activity is in Missouri. And that's where the big one happened, that the largest mm-hmm. earthquake in U.S. history happened on that fault system.
Wow. Well, I know they're hyping that whole thing up, and they got all these local communities in the EMS and the EMTs and the village councils. They've all drawn up these plans, and they're trying to consider every contingency of what they're going to have to deal with. I think they're just hyping the you-know-what out of it. And I'm just going to sit here, look out the window, put my welding helmet on, and that's that.
Well, I'm very fortunate that our home is right in the path of totality, so we're all set to go. And but our local community has said we're expecting the roads to be just absolutely jammed, so don't plan on leaving your home on that Monday. Just stock up on groceries and enjoy the eclipse, and you know, they're going to try and deal with the traffic. Now, it may turn out to be a big nothing, but you know, for most people, seeing a total solar eclipse, I mean, it's on my bucket list, and so I'm looking forward to it.
One of this nature, okay, well, where the planets are aligned in such a way, isn't supposed to happen for many millions of years.
Oh, you're talking about the Jupiter effect. That's not really going to happen, because the gravity fields are just not that strong. And, you know, it's like Y2K and human-caused global warming. It's something that's being put on out there to scare people, to sell books and magazines and T-shirts and stuff. But, no, you don't get more earthquakes during full or new moon. There have been many, many studies about that out at Caltech.
Okay, well
it was it was the alignment behind the sun that I was concerned about. The straight line alignment of four planets.
Well, there is no straight line. I mean, amazingly enough, all of the visible planets will be in the sky during totality, but they're going to be spread out. You know, you're going to have Jupiter over by the east horizon. You're going to have Mars over by the west horizon. They're not in a line.
Okay. Well, I must have misunderstood what I was reading.
Okay.
It indicated there was an alignment that wasn't going to happen for many millions of years that coincided with this very eclipse. So, hey, guys, thanks for all the time. I appreciate it. And, gosh, we love Mike Sledge. He's priceless. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Mark, we have Sammy in Vegas next. Sammy, welcome and good evening. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Mike.
Good.
Long time no see, guy. How you been?
Well, you know, just, you know, getting older, and they say these are our golden years, but actually it's rust.
Tell me about it. you know, we're about the same age. Hey,
my deepest sympathies.
The reason I called, did any of you guys see Bobby Kennedy's vice president's acceptance speech?
You mean the his running mate's speech?
Yeah.
Actually, I missed that.
You got to see it, guys. This girl is smart, let me tell you. And the reason he's doing this is to get the younger voters. She'll pull in all the young voters, and he's already got like 45% of the young voters. There's a good chance he could pull this off, guys.
Well, looking at the numbers, I mean, just in a general sense, without cherry-picking the demographic category, he's really kind of behind. And I don't know that he can catch up, but maybe.
I would, you know, I live in Vegas. I'll bet on anything. I would damn sure bet on Bobby. But, and one other thing. Did you guys see the interview with Alex Jones and David Icke?
I don't believe so.
Oh, my God, you guys are missing out on everything. Anyway, Alex Jones was having a debate with David Icke because David Icke was calling Alex the alternative mainstream media, and he did a thing where Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Elon Musk as part of the industrial, part of the alternative media, and they're all working for, you know, they're all shills. And he really sent Alex to the woodshed. You know, Elon Musk is making these Neuralinks. He's putting up Skynet so they can track everybody from space. They won't have to have all these wire towers. And Alex Jones is talking like, oh, he's our savior. And, oh, man, it was such a good interview. But none of you guys think Bobby has a chance?
I don't think he's got a slim chance, but I really am not seeing him. You know, there would have to be a dynamic change in the candidates' lineup for Bobby to have a chance. And I think that there are probably a lot of people in Washington, in the government, who don't want Bobby Kennedy Jr., or Bobby Kennedy now, to win the White House for the same reason they didn't want his father to win the White House, because he could use the authority of the presidency to perhaps declassify the still classified documents from the John F. Kennedy assassination.
Oh, no, they do not want him. They do not want him in the White House. You better bet on that. Listen to a few of his videos of what he actually believes in. And his running mate also. It's going to change your mind. I guarantee it. Anyway, you guys have a great one. Nice talking to you again, Mike. I was wondering how you've been.
Well, I'm, you know, just sitting out here in Indiana and getting older.
Okay, you know how I am, Mike. I have not played this left-right paradigm since the 60s. Mm-hmm. We blew that shit away back in the 60s.
Oh, try to watch the language, sir. Try to be family friendly.
Don't curse on this radio, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was cursing. But anyway, you guys have a great day, okay?
Yes, thank you. You as well. Thank you. And let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You're fine.
I'm also Mike, and I'm also on the path of totality for the eclipse.
Good.
I'm hoping it. Yeah, well, it'll be great if the sky's clear. You know, regardless, I mean, you know, I'll see pictures. You're going to post pictures. You will post pictures on your website. I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, unless we're clouded over as well, and then instead I'll post pictures of the local wildlife looking up at the sky and going, what the heck?
Never seen this before.
Yeah.
And they'll never see it again. Do you remember a couple of years ago, Mike, we were people were talking about cricket flour eating bugs and all that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just before you left RBN, we were realizing it was an actual reality. But, and, you know, this is huge. In Canada, you know, the CBC, the state-sponsored propaganda website, posted on March 8th, 2024, is Italy ready for cricket powder pizza?
Knowing the Italians, I would say no.
Mike, I used to post on CBC years ago, and yeah. I had an account actually banned because I was talking about this cricket flower crapola. So, you know, when will these, well, it's not when, because they're never going to. They're never going to learn that people are onto their crapola, and we're just simply tired of being lied to. Do you have any idea, Mike, how many people were arrested last year for arson because of all these forest fires?
Quite a few. Quite a few. And they were trying to say that the forest fires were all climate change and human-caused global warming, and yet you could see on the satellite images that the flash points were all evenly spaced across, and that's told us immediately this is being deliberately set.
Yeah. I think in Greece alone, they rounded up about 100 people.
Yeah.
I know in Alberta, they rounded up close to that. But, of course, the narrative doesn't change. Now here's something funny. And, Mike, I don't know. I realize that you're a little older than me, and you probably may have learned this earlier than I did. But in grade three, we were taught in geology that east of the Rocky Mountains were the plains. And the reason there weren't a lot of trees growing in that area was because of a lack of rainfall due to the simple, you know, height of those Rockies, which stopped basically clouds from continuing across the continent, right? They never mentioned that.
Basically, you know, we get rain clouds coming down to the plains from Canada, where they don't have to go over the Rocky Mountains. We have warm, moist air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, and that's why we get all kinds of thunderstorms. And technically, we're in the plains between the Appalachians and the Rockies. We got lots of trees around here.
Yeah, I know where you are. I know exactly where you are. You're in Santa Claus.
Yes.
I wish I could put that kind of fantasy land in my head just because of how it sounds. Unfortunately.
Well, it's a great place. They go crazy every Christmas time. We do have a major amusement park in town, but other than that, it's just a small town and everybody knows everybody. And, you know, it's a very rural. Yeah.
Yeah, great place to be.
Yes.
Right? Unlike a lot of other places. You know, this Robert F. Kennedy, I mean, he's never going to be elected. I mean, even his mother orchestrated, you know, something against him for whatever reasons. I mean, who knows what. But Trump, unless the forgery is massive, and it's not like it hasn't ever been, will be the next president of the United States. And I welcome that. I'm not a big fan. But hey, who's better?
Well, we certainly can't survive another 4 years of Joe Biden and Barack Obama, who's really the power behind the throne.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, do you have any idea, like, how much taxes have gone up in Canada because of this carbon tax?
And just how
they brought in millions and millions of people over the last 2 or 3 years. GDP is practically non-existent, no matter how much they spend, and, you know, in deficits and debts. And they just keep taxing us and taxing us. Our health care is broken.
Yes.
Absolutely broken. The roads are brutal, Mike. I mean, you know, that bridge collapse happened for a reason, you know? And why isn't Joe Biden saying anything about, hey, you know, these poor states, we could give you $1 billion here and $1 billion there to, you know, to fix up your roads? No. It's election season. And they're going to focus on what's happening right now. And they're going to use your tax dollars to do whatever they can to get back in, because these power mongers are psychopaths. Sad. Nothing's changed, Mike. Aren't you glad?
Well, yeah, that's been very, very discouraging. When I first started on this 30 plus years ago, I guess I was very, very naive, because I thought, you know, we just educate people and they'll want to say, hey, we've got to have a change. But I think one of the most depressing things that I've discovered is how many people, how many of my fellow Americans are willing to go along with this. They're willing to be online shills on social media saying, yes, Biden is great and Trump is bad and, you know, global warming is real and the earth is flat and so forth and so on. And it's almost like because of the immoral leadership we've been living under for generations, we've lost our moral compass as a result.
Yeah. Morality for money.
Yes.
I think it's what it comes down to, Mike. I've taken up enough of your time. It was great to talk to you again, Mike. We all miss you, and I know that for a fact. I talk to Dustin from time to time, and we all miss you. You guys
have a good
one.
Well, I appreciate
that. Thanks, guys, for putting Mike on. We love it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much as well. And, you know, I do kind of miss it. But, you know, again, there's only so much Michael to go around.
Indeed. Great call. And thank you, Al. I much appreciate it. And next we have JR in Florida. And JR.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Still an atheist, brother?
Yes, thank God.
Okay. That's an unusual statement. Because what God is it? Is your TV or your doorknob?
Actually, it's my wife.
Okay. I'm going to be specific. I'm not well-liked in regards to my opinions in regards to Israel and the Jews and the Hamas. And a couple of questions I might have for you is this. Is the state of Israel a recognized nation or not?
Yes, it is. It is recognized by other nations around the world. And they have standing at the United Nations, although that is currently under strain because of Israel's defiance of the Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire.
With that said, does the state of Israel have geographical boundaries?
Well, there is where it gets kind of interesting, because Israel has never formally declared its boundaries. They're sort of written in dry erase marker because ever since Israel was founded, they keep moving the borders further and further into Palestinian territory. So Israel does not have defined borders. I don't think they've even come up with a constitution yet. They're kind of following the political model of a Bronze Age kingdom.
Okay, with that said, has there ever been identified a geographical border of Palestine as an official state?
Yeah, going back for centuries, Palestine has been shown on many, many maps. I've got an article at whatreallyhappened.com called Israel and Palestine, The Maps Tell the True Story. And, yes, Palestine had defined borders, but Israel has been chipping away at them.
Who has ever officially accepted the geographical borders of Palestine? And has Palestine ever had a king, queen, or president as its leadership?
Well, Palestine has undergone many different forms of government, including the British Mandate. They were under Ottoman control for a while. Palestine is delineated quite clearly on maps going back hundreds of years.
Well, we're not going to get into the argument who wrote the maps.
No, we aren't here. We got to take a break anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to take a break. If you want to hang out for one last point, we'll keep you over. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket. not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with guest Michael Rivero and co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener, still chilling in the wings there. And we have some open lines, folks. If someone does still want to get in the queue while the getting's good, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And let's see, we have one in the queue. We're on the line now, though, with JR in Florida. And JR, did you have a final point that you wanted to present for Mr. Rivero's feedback?
Well, I just want to ask one question. Since we've never had a deliberate or official geographical boundary for the so-called state of Palestine, and now we're facing the situation where we have an issue in the city they call Rafah and the million plus refugees. It's interesting to me that the state of Egypt, Jordan, and there's one other nation, I can't think of it off the top of my head, they will not accept these refugees. Strikes me awfully curious as why they will not accept them.
It's economic. It's economic. They would have to bring in these, you know, million plus people, build housing for them, get food to them. It's going to be a huge expense. Look what illegal immigration is doing to the economy in the United States. These other countries are looking at that and saying, we don't want to make that same mistake.
But would you address this issue? Hamas has been in these countries before. And what happened in those countries, such as Egypt and Jordan? Would you identify that they had civil wars when Hamas was within their geographical boundaries?
Well, I'm not an expert on their civil wars. I do know that very often Hamas gets the blame for things being done by Israeli intelligence. Remember the motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt do war.
Yes, sir. I understand you, where you're coming from. We're being gaslit on every subject matter, as we would call it.
I tend to agree with you on that one.
Well, you may not agree with me, and I may not agree with you. That's okay. But at some point in time, generational, we, a people, would come to a conclusion that what we're doing is not working. We must find a way to peace and quit with this hearsay and hate. You've got to release it. You've got to remove it in order to move forward.
Indeed. Well, thank you. I appreciate your call. And yeah, we'll go get to the next caller in a second. Well, Michael, is there anything further you would like to respond to that with?
Well, you know, certainly we are being gaslit on so many issues, whether it's the COVID vaccine or Israel in Gaza or Ukraine. And unfortunately, Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And it used to be illegal for the government to use propaganda on us. They did it anyway, but they had to put a limit on it. And then Obama signed an executive order repealing, I think it was the Smith-Mund Act. And basically, Obama said, yeah, we can lie to you all we need to. And they have been doing that ever since.
And yes, with the COINTELPRO, Operation Mockingbird, we've learned about these programs that had trouble believing they wouldn't keep similar operations going. Just say that, you know, oh, this was something uncovered from the past. Make it seem like it's dead and buried. But certainly it doesn't seem a surprise the amount we've seen of documents uncovered at this point, with the internet especially, Michael.
Yes.
Anyhow, let's go to Dan in Washington. Dan. Hello, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, you have something for Michael, I take it. Good to hear from you.
JR's voice, he sounds like the beginning of that Guns N' Roses song where he's like, what we have here is a failure to communicate. I don't like it. Have you remember that? It's got a very...
I do remember.
I don't know what you case. The reason a lot of those... You know, they're actually making a moral stand by not accepting the Palestinians because they know that when they accept those Palestinian refugees that Israel will just take that land. That's the main reason. It's not economic. It's actually a moral choice because all those countries traditionally have not, you know, wanted Israel to be formed. So they know, like Gaza right now, once the Palestinians are pushed out of northern Gaza, they're not going to get that land back, you know. So it's just, they're contributing to the ethnic cleansing by accepting Palestine, from what I understand. But I missed your show, Mike. Good to hear you on the radio, and I always I appreciated you having the guts to call out the Holocaust for being fake. And that's, I used to listen to Alex Jones a lot. I was calling kind of about Alex Jones, but, and I think you kind of left them about the same time as that Max Kaiser when Israel did that one assault. Yeah, you guys all kind of, and I just started listening to him, and he, you know, I'd like to see him do a documentary on the Holocaust, because he always goes along with these narratives about World War II, and he just puts out a lot of fake information, and then he gets you to get excited about things that aren't really that big of a deal. That's what I found out, like the Obama phone, you know, and I forgot my other point about Alex. I used to listen to him a lot more. He had some good movies. I like that movie Endgame and stuff like that. But I don't even really follow him anymore.
Did you have a question about the era when Michael was interacting with Alex, or perhaps what he knows of him prior to that? I'm just trying to jog your memory, but regardless, if you wanted to touch on something else, Dan, you're welcome with Mike.
Yeah, I did have a question. I kind of forgot it. JR's call kind of got my brain fried. But I wish you'd get back on the weekends or something, and it'd be
kind of
cool to have
you. Well, all right, we need to stop pressuring Michael. He doesn't want to come on to feel uncomfortable about, you know, we're glad to have him for these guest appearances, and he just has to move on to focus on other things and all that, you know. So, you know, I don't want to keep beating the same dead horse and drum for that, Dan. But I hear your sentiment. I think a lot of us do. But yeah, please, continue with what you wanted to address. Here is perspectives on.
Well, I guess what's your take on the collapse, the Soviet Union-style collapse? I feel like even if Trump got in there, it's too late. What's your feeling about that? I mean, okay, say by Trump.
I agree. If Trump does win, which he will do if we can keep the cheating under control, he's going to have a heck of a job on his hands. And, it's going to be a long road back from where we've been taken by liberalism and progressivism, and trying to get back to sort of that middle ground. I'm looking around and I'm seeing that political pendulum start to swing back the other way. We're starting to see pushback against the LGBTQ in public schools, transgenderism, and critical race theory. And like I said earlier in the show, a lot of this is manufactured by the government to keep us quarreling amongst ourselves and fighting amongst ourselves, so we do not unite as a single American people, because that really scares the heck out of Washington, D.C.
Do you think January 6th was a big false flag? I mean, speaking of Alex Jones, I mean, he kind of actually he built that big stage and said, we're not leaving, and, I would agree with you. I don't think Trump is really going to do any good, honestly, but you're right. There is.
Well, I think Biden would just make things worse. As far as January 6th is concerned, again, having studied COINTELPRO and how the FBI operates, it's very obvious this was a staged incident to demonize Trump and Trump supporters, to build a case to try and throw Trump in prison for insurrection. And if you really think about it, it's kind of a weird insurrection, because Trump supporters are from the demographic that supports the Second Amendment. And yet, except for one obvious government plant, nobody had a gun there. Which, if you're going to have a real insurrection, you're going to bring along some weapons. They just had signs. And the only people causing trouble have, like Ray Epps. They've been outed as undercover informants. Now we're learning that there were hundreds of CIA and FBI assets dressed in MAGA hats and T-shirts that were causing all the trouble and all the damage. And so, yeah, it was fake. It was absolutely fake. Trump did want to have the National Guard there to take control. Nancy Pelosi refused. The mayor of D.C. refused. This was a setup from beginning to end.
I would agree.
There's so much, and there's so much footage now that's been released to the public. You'd think a lot of charges would be revisited, expunged, removed. But for the most part, it doesn't seem like that's happening too much.
No, Michael. Because the reason the January 6 people were treated so badly and are being treated so badly and will continue to be treated so badly, it's a warning to the American people. Do not question the results of any election or you will be in trouble. Even though the First Amendment says we're allowed to question elections when there seems to be indications that something has gone wrong.
Yeah, like you said, it really puts the fear in people that, you know, ever since then, there hasn't really been any big protests about anything, really. Kind of, it scares people from protesting. So, anyway, good to hear you again, and I'll let the other caller get on. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, Dan. And let's go to Tony in Virginia. Hey, welcome, Tony. Good to hear from you. Good evening. What's on your mind?
Yes, indeed. This is he. Am I coming through?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so the delay. This has to be the universe smiling on me. Okay, please forgive me. I just caught the show at the last end because I can't keep up. I'm a big fan of Richard, and I'm a big fan of you, Rivero. You are greatly missed. I love you so much. I have been such a fan and a longtime listener of you. As a matter of fact, the last time that Richard had you on, the only reason I didn't call in was because I knew, hey, I listened to him for a long time, but I wasn't a regular caller, so he wouldn't be as familiar with me. And I wanted everyone that were your familiar callers and stuff to get in there and talk to you. And I probably would have done the same today, to be honest, because I didn't interact with you much. But I was a long-time listener. I'm a big-time fan. Okay, now, let me be quick about this. So my initial call was listening to this guy before. Then this is why I even called in. About why won't they take them, this, that, and the third. Well, why won't anybody take the Israelis, right? This is the absurdity of the fact that they've gone in there to take somebody's land. Like, they use this Holocaust excuse that they got to have somewhere, whatever. But, right, it doesn't make sense. But they always invert the question. Like, the actual question that should be answered gets inverted. And I hate to say this, I think because a lot of the population just doesn't get it, isn't as high IQ. And I do see this. We are deliberately dumbed down. As an older person with a slower mind, I go places and I actually watch these young people that cannot count change back. They actually get, you see the confusion when you're giving them change. You're like, well, no, and I hate saying that. I've heard people see it, but it's a common phenomenon. That's just this reliance on the technology, on the computers, and I'm digressing on that. Back to the thing about the January 6th, okay, and this thing, which I just, that's what I heard for exactly. I kept saying that to people. Like, think about this. You're accusing them of going there to overthrow the government, but yet nobody has a firearm because they're scared of a felony conviction. Like, that makes the right on its face. It's just so wrong, right? You're going to overthrow, you're going to kill people. You're not worried about that. But look, this is, I hate to be a black pillar. The black pill. But that's what it looks like to me. Like, this Bolshevism thing. 2.0, whatever you want to call it. And it's just like, and if you think about that, when you look at this injustice and the way people are treated, right? And I will use the slavery example because everybody likes to use it against us or people that tend to be to the right or we're trying to use this slavery. If you were a slave in America, I mean, and that's not the only slavery, but I'm going to use this example, right? If you were a slave in America and you're in this bad situation and then you realize you just can't take it, you flip out, you take a life, whatever, in self-defense even. What do you do from there? From there, you know what you do? You just keep on killing and you keep on going because you know that there will never be any justice. No one cares about the truth of what has happened there. And this is by design, right? So if you're in these situations, it's like you're not, there is no standing before any of these judges, any of these courts, any of this stuff. Now, let me take it a step further and go south of our border, right? So what happens once that type of, once you get this power grab, this control you have. You know what? The government is seen just like another gang. You got guns, we got guns. You know, you look at the gangs in South America. There's never been anything like that in America. You can talk about the Italian, about they didn't have tanks and planes and stuff like this, right? It's like there's no respect, and it's basically like a quiet war that's going on down there, and that's where we're headed, in my opinion. If anyone would like to respond to that,
Michael.
Well, you know, it is very crazy with the gangs down in South and Central America. And unfortunately, a lot of those governments are hand in glove with the cartels because they're simply being bought off. And there was one Guatemala, I think, they just threw him, their former president in prison for running drugs, but didn't really mention the fact that he was working closely with the American government. And our government has a long history of being involved in the drug trade, going back at least as far as Vietnam and smuggling Kunsaz heroin back into the United States. Then, of course, during the Clintons, it was cocaine that was coming up from South America to fund this covert war against the Sandinistas. And there's a movie Tom Cruise did called Made in America, which is a telling of the story of Barry Seal. And most of it is pretty much accurate as to what was going on. So, our government is involved in crimes. They get involved in murder with Vince Foster, Jeffrey Epstein. Somebody once said, how do you measure how much corruption there is in our government? And there's actually a very easy metric. Look at all the people who are so terrified of Trump getting into the White House again. And that tells you just how rampant and widespread the corruption has become.
Anything else, Tony?
No, actually, I would totally agree with that. And the number one reason of that, I totally agree with what you're saying, is that, okay, people think in their mind, this is what I would do. People always tend to project their morality or their on other people, right? Which isn't the case, which I think it has a lot to do with why a lot of people on the left are like anti-gun, right? Because they know they don't have impulse control, right? Those of us that are normal out here, we're like, hey, in an emergency, I want to be able to do what I have to do, right? I don't want to be, but they know that they don't have impulse control. They don't. They're likely. That's another reason, I think, a big reason why you have that among these people. They're not speaking reasonably and rationally, and they're more scared. Think about this. They're more scared, and I'm going to tie this together. Don't worry. They're more scared that if they had a firearm, that they would lose control and do something stupid than being in a situation where they would need it and not have it. And that's what, but they're not going to say that. They're going to just say, we all can't have it. It's dangerous as hell, because they're really not going to admit, I don't have impulse control. And I think that's a lot of that. And we need to bust that wide open. And that's the same thing with Trump getting back in, like what you're talking about. They're scared because they're like, you see how they've taken revenge. You see what they've done. You see what they've done to their political enemies. And they are terrified that if this guy gets power, that he's going to do to them. But he's a big S-talker. He's full of crap, man. He ain't going to do nothing, man. So they really have nothing to fear. And, you know, I'll leave it. And there's so much more to that, but I'll leave it at that. If somebody else is trying to get in, take them, please.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for the call, Tony. And let's go Miles. Yes, sir. And let's go to Miles in Maine. Hey, welcome, Miles. Great to hear from you tonight. Good evening. What's on your mind? For Michael.
Yeah, Michael Rivera, all-time great, very gracious, very wonderful, intelligent host. It's good to hear him. I agree with Dan on that. It's good to hear him on any segment, whether he's doing a show or has his own show or just comes by to say hi. It's always wonderful to hear Mike.
Mike, well, thank you very much for that. And I do look forward to stopping by from time to time. I just can't do a full-time show.
That's okay. It's nice to have you anytime. Come on and be our friend and come on here and whenever you're ready. But I had a question here. You know, I don't have all the facts on this ship crashing in Baltimore and that, but, you know, it just seems to me, and I don't know if maybe this did or didn't happen, but every time I hear you hear the Exxon Valdez and all these other crashes where they create this much wreckage and everything, they always haul the guy off. I think they even arrested the guy in the Valdez, and they gave him a breathalyzer and whatever. Did this guy go through any of that, or is this just another one that just like the illegals that buy the guns and just walk in the store and walk out?
Did this guy?
Well, you need to understand that there's a misconception going on about the container ship. The captain was not in charge of the ship when the accident happened. So the way it works is when your cargo ship comes into a harbor, they bring out a licensed harbor pilot. This is somebody who lives there and works there, and he knows the harbor very well. They bring him out on a little tiny boat. He gets onto your ship, and he pilots the ship to the dock. And when the ship is getting ready to leave, the process is reversed. There's a harbor pilot on board. He takes the ship out, you know, into the open water, at which point the harbor pilot gets onto a small boat and returns to the shore. So we know that there was some power disruptions. We're now hearing a report that the Dolly had suffered major electrical problems 48 hours before the accident. And I'm scratching my head and saying, why was this ship allowed to sail without making sure these problems were solved? But everyone's trying to say it's... Go ahead.
Why wasn't that ship inspected or reinspected after that type of situation? But what I'm saying, Mike, is were any of these people, anybody, you know, given any testing, breathalyzers, you know, arrested, interrogated? Because I believe that's the same thing with the Valdez. The guy said that the boat wasn't under his control at the time or something to that effect.
No, actually, the captain of the Exxon Valdez admitted he was basically drunk on duty. With the case of the Dolly, it's obvious there was some kind of a mechanical malfunction going on, and everybody is trying to say, oh, they made a deliberate turn into the pier on the bridge. But what you don't understand is there are all kinds of strong currents that are circulating around the mouth of the harbor, and I'm trying to find an exact hydrology map, of the Baltimore Harbor, because the ship could have easily hit a current that drove it to the starboard and into the bridge.
Yeah, well, Michael, thank you for that, because I was uncertain about all that, but you made a great clarification. And like I said, always wonderful to hear you. I hope Claire's doing great, and I hope you're getting a lot of rest and having a good time.
Definitely am.
Take care, Michael.
Thanks for the call, Miles, to all the callers. And Stephen, thank you for your contribution as well.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, until next time, thank you. And have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, folks, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.